we're back on Hard Rock Radio Live. And Grim, who do we have?
We've got Danny Nolden from Shadowside. We're more balanced now. We have two guys and two girls.
Thank God.
How you doing, Danny?
Danny?
I'm doing fine. Thank you guys for having me. It's a pleasure to be in the show.
Awesome.
Awesome. Great to have you.
Hey, Danny, so what's going on with Shadowside? I know we've got four of your songs, man, and we just absolutely love them. Tell us what's been going on with Shadowside here lately, because I'm really jacked up.
Oh, we've been pretty busy. We're going to Sweden, actually, in a couple of days, me and our guitarist, Raphael. We're going on a promo tour, and it's the first time we're actually going there, so it's going to be pretty wild. We have no idea what to expect, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot of fun because lots of people have been emailing us about it. And then we have a Spanish tour coming up. We have a few shows in our home country, Brazil, coming up as well. We're going to play with Sepultura in our hometown. And the album is out finally after 6 months waiting. So we've been busy. We've been working a lot. And hopefully we're going to hit America soon, like we hit before. We can't wait to be there. We're missing you guys already.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you remember the last time I talked to you, you was here in the States. I think you were somewhere around Chicago, and I asked you, what some of your favorite foods was and stuff.
That's right. Yeah, we spent a lot of time in Chicago and the surroundings, and it's been a while. It's been about almost a year since we've last been there, and we miss it already. You know, it takes time for us to get used to another country like that, but when we do, it's kind of hard to come back home, so it's kind of weird. It's like you have two homes.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, Jared, you got a question?
Well, yeah, I was curious about, you all have such interesting backgrounds. I was reading that you're all from different countries, but raised in Brazil, and that must be really exciting.
That's fun, because we get to share lots of different experiences. We were actually all born here, but we have different heritages. Like Fabio, our drummer, he is half Lithuanian. We have half Portuguese. I'm half Portuguese, half German. And we have all these kind of different cultures going on, but we have like a common ground since we grew up in Brazil, since we were born here. Our parents, they have a little more of the European culture than we do. We are more like the Brazilian way of life. Like if life slaps you in the face, you just get up and smile and keep doing what you're doing. So we have a really good sense of humor. Even though we have our differences, our cultural differences, it all comes down to that same common spot in the end, just having a good mood about everything, just taking it lightly, and having fun. I think that kind of reflects on the music, because we have a lot of fun writing the stuff that we write, so it's probably because of the way we were raised. I'd say it had a huge impact on how we do things.
Well, that's a great way to look at it, that's for sure. It's an excellent attitude, especially for the music business, because I'm sure it can get pretty frustrating at times.
Yeah, it does, especially when things go wrong. Like, we were supposed to play with Iron Maiden in March. We were going to support them, and Lauren Harris. We were going to be the first on the bill. And one more time, the rain got us kicked out of the show. Like when it happened on Rocklahoma, the stage simply collapsed because of the wind. This time, Oof. It was because of the rain. And they ruined lots of the Iron Maiden pyro equipment. And unfortunately, we got scratched out, because by the time they managed to fix everything and actually finish the stage setup and sound check, we would have no time to set up anymore. So we got an apology from them. They were super nice. They were awesome guys. They treated us perfectly nice. But unfortunately, we didn't get to play, and we were really frustrated. We felt really down, and that's when you realize the group's together. The band was there. We were trying to support each other, to cheer each other up, and we managed to stay together and come back even stronger after that. And I think that works really well. It shows that we are looking at one same direction.
That's fantastic. And well, I know Val had a question she wanted to ask you too.
Did I? Really? You think I do?
You've been on pins and needles.
Well, me and Danny have talked before, and last time I talked to her, she was going to be doing the Flight of the Valkyries show. How did that go, since Rocklahoma was a lot of rain?
That one was awesome, and she was indoors, so we didn't have that problem. And that one was awesome, just fantastic. It was the first show of that tour, and it just turned out to be an awesome surprise, because we had no idea we actually had a crowd there in St. Paul, Minnesota. It was pretty cool, because it was the first show of the tour, and we knew that Doro Pesch was the headliner a year before, and we thought, well, probably nobody's going to go to the festival this year, because this year we are the headliners, and we have nobody listening to us. But we got really surprised, because we were told that the crowd actually doubled from one year to another, and people were there singing songs. So we were really surprised. It was a pretty cool show. People were screaming, singing, and we had no idea we had that kind of crowd there. We had really no idea what to expect. We thought it was going to be a very, how can I say, cold show, you know? We thought we were going to play for like 10, 20 people that had no idea who we were, and it was exactly the opposite. It was a packed venue, and they were all singing the songs, loving the show, and we had a great time. It was definitely a great memory to keep.
Cool, cool. So, tell me, well, you, most people know this about me and my normal show. I play a lot of Brazilian metal. So tell me about the metal scene down there in Brazil and what's been happening there. Are you doing any touring there before you go other places after you get back from Sweden?
No, we first go to Sweden, then we have Spain coming up, and then we're going to tour Brazil. It's actually been a very long time since we last toured here. We played a few scattered shows in Brazil, but not exactly to book shows here, especially when lots of foreign bands, national bands, and that kind of hurt the scene a little, but then lots of really cool bands started coming up, and the scene got really hot again, you know, everyone started to pay attention to what's going on here, and probably with us touring nonstop in America, and also starting to get Europe's attention, we started getting attention here at home as well. It's like people wait to see what's going to happen with you internationally before they actually pay attention to you. We had our crowd here already. We had a pretty good fan base, but now it's really starting to get bigger and bigger every time. And we had a chance to actually tour nationwide. We're going to play in the north as well, because we had never played there before. And we're going to do lots of shows here as the headlining band. And we're going to play with lots of really cool local acts that we had never heard about. And it's pretty cool that we get to see these really good new bands that are appearing, because that's the future of the scene. You know, we have a lot of established talents here in Brazil, but it's cool to see new bands coming up.
It is. And there's a lot of good bands in Brazil. I know that for a fact. Bad Slayer, you got a question?
Yeah, we'll get to it after the break. We're going to play one song real quick, and then we're going to get on here and ask you a few more questions, Danny, and then we'll wrap her up. Sound good?
Sounds awesome.
All right, here it is. Nation, Hollow Mind, one of my favorites. Turn this up, crank it up, rock it out.
Hello, and we're back. And hey, Danny.
Hey there. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And hope you guys have a really bad neck ache right now.
I think Bachelor I snapped
put
my
me
neck.
On the spot here. Okay, he said, you go. And I was like, ah, the music stopped. I'm supposed to say something. Oh, shit. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. I am here.
Yeah.
So tell me, Danny, out of all the songs Shadow Side has, maybe what's the hardest one for you to do vocally?
I'd say Nation Hollow Mind is one of the toughest, and also Memories from the new album is also a really hard one to do. Probably I'm getting the hang of it right now, doing it live, playing it night by night, you know. I'm kind of getting used to it, but when we first started playing that song, I actually thought I wasn't going to be able to sing it live. It's getting easier and easier now because I'm getting used to the kind of vocals that I wasn't used before. I had never done anything similar to that anymore apart from singing Painkiller, but it's kind of like a different technique. So I wasn't used to doing it. So when I wrote that song, I thought, well, this is going to be a really cool song, so I have to learn how to sing it live. So I practiced it a lot, and we played it live several times before it was released. So I had a chance to actually learn how to sing my own song, and it turned out to be pretty cool. And I've been enjoying singing that the kind of stuff, you know, hard and high, and yet with a more chest voice, you know, kind of like a stronger voice than I used before. And it's kind of fun to experiment with the voice like that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, before the break, we was talking about you're going to return Brazil a bit more when you get back and everything. You know, we do have Brazilian listeners. Would there be any kind of, like, thing you'd like to say in your own language to them Brazilian listeners?
Oh, yeah, that would be cool. And it might get people there wondering what the hell I'm speaking about. Eu espero que os brasileiros curtam o som e a gente vai estar fazendo uma turnê legal esse ano. Talvez os brasileiros aí nos Estados Unidos consigam entender o que eu estou falando também. E a gente com certeza vai se encontrar e bater cabeça. Well, I just said that I hope Brazilian people are going to enjoy what we're doing, and that hopefully some Brazilian people in America are also going to understand what I'm talking about, and that we're going to be touring nicely this year, and I hope to see everyone there on the road.
Cool. And Jared, you got a question?
Yeah, going back on the hardest song to sing, do you have any special rituals or exercises you do before going on stage to help your voice so you can get all the ranges and everything right and kind of flex it out?
I do a little warm-up here and there, you know, but nothing really fancy or nothing really as a ritual, because sometimes I actually forget doing it. It depends on what kind of time frame we have before going on stage. If I have the time, I do some warm-ups, some voice warm-ups. If not, I just go up there and scream the hell out of my lungs. And basically, I don't really try hard to do what I do. I know I should do some warm-ups so I don't ruin my voice or anything like that. And so I just have to write the right state of mind and my voice in the right shape to start the show, but I haven't had any problems with that until now, you know. So I don't really have any rituals. I don't have anything that I have to do before I go on stage, and I just try to get as ready as I can, try to get in the mood and go up there and kick some ass, you know, just plain old rock and roll, just having fun, just making people feel like they're in a really big party. Sometimes if I don't feel too well, because I have played before with a really bad cold or a bad sore throat, I just go up there and sing and do what I can do. You know, people who paid for the tickets, people who traveled to see us, they have, it's not their fault that I'm not feeling well, that I'm feeling tired, or my voice isn't in the best shape that it could be, or whatever. You know, they went there and they wanted the best that I can do. So I owe it to them. You know, it's not about playing to one people or to 10,000 people. It's just a matter of respect to whoever showed up. So I just try to do the best that I can, and to make it better, awesome. If not, just go up there and do the best I can.
Well, you certainly got it. I mean, you got a beautiful voice. Can't get enough of it.
What is the worst interview question you've ever been asked?
That's probably from someone who asked us, what kind of music do you play? And it was pretty obvious that the person had not listened to us and was interviewing me anyway. That was pretty funny because she was asking me all kinds of things, you know, asking me about the concerts that we had played with Halloween, with Nightwish. And she asked, well, what kind of music do you guys play? And I was like, we're a metal band. I thought you knew about that. And she was, no, I didn't know. I was just told I had to do this interview, but I know nothing about you guys. So that was pretty weird because she was asking me kind of like these pre-formulated questions, and she had no idea who she was talking to. It was pretty funny because I felt like I had to explain everything that was going on in the band to her, and she had no idea who we were. When probably people reading the interview were going to wonder what the hell was going on, because I was talking really about the basics of the band that everyone knows about, like what kind of music that we do. And it was pretty funny, but I tried to be patient and I tried to keep going because it wasn't her fault, you know. She was just giving an interview that she had nothing to do with, but it was pretty funny. It was quite cool to see her struggling like that.
Wow.
Well, I think though, you know, I'm sorry, but even if you get given an interview and you are a professional, you are going to go and you are going to search on the web for the person you are interviewing and have some sort of idea that it's a metal band.
Yeah.
You know, that would be...
It's pretty funny because I thought she was going to at least assume that we were a metal band since we were playing with lots of metal bands. Unless you probably had no idea who Halloween or Nightwish were. That wouldn't be surprising, actually.
Oh, man. Well,
it would have been funny if you said, like, we play hillbilly folk music.
Yeah, like, oh, we're a pop act, and we're playing with all these cool metal heads because they look nice.
Yeah, our idols are Wham.
Yeah, they're a lot like Britney Spears.
Boy, George was my hero growing up in life. Not. Oh, man. Oh, that is crazy. And you know what's what's really bad is...
I'm a chameleon.
Yeah. What's really bad is, you know, whenever you get on an interview and they take a break, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but I was listening to a talk radio show, and they were talking to this band. Instead of playing the band's music, they were playing like ZZ Top or something. And I'm like, what in the hell are you doing? You know? And it was the same scenario. They didn't really know who they were talking to. They were just, you know, someone said, you got an interview, and they were trying to just, you know, play it off the hip, and you could tell it. It was just terrible. But we love you, and we know what you're about, so that's the...
That's and I love you guys, too. I talked to you before, and you guys are fun.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. All right. Hey, can you give us a shout-out for the Metal Crypt?
Definitely.
Go for it.
Hey, Metalheads, this is Denny Nolden from Shadowside, and you are listening to the Metal Crypt.
Yeah. Oh, I love it, man. I absolutely love it. I don't know if I love... I love the shout-out, but then I'm thinking about this interview... I don't know how you're that patient. I probably would just, like, go click.
No, you probably say something to him like, well, if you knew Portuguese, you'd probably say, I don't want no cool, and hang up the phone.
Well, you know what would be really weird is if they were talking to you.
Say that right, so she didn't laugh.
Yeah, she didn't laugh. She must not have said it right. But, you know, if they were talking to you and they said, well, you know, what's it like playing lead guitar, you know, or something, and be like, what? Get your story straight, you know. Jeez.
Yeah, it's hard to be all the time patient, you know, but you have to be. Otherwise, they're just going to cause trouble like Axl Rose or something.
No. You will never be like Axl Rose. Trust me.
No, I'm not crazy.
No.
Not too much, at least. No.
You're crazy in a good way, a bad way, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I guess if you don't have at least a little bit of crazy, you get boring.
Absolutely. Hey, you want to say anything before we play the next song and get out of here?
I just hope you guys enjoy it and bang the hell off, bang your head as much as you can. And the sole purpose of this album was to give you a sore neck. And this was pretty much done in a way to have fun. And we made it raw on purpose. We wanted it to feel like we were playing it live in your living room or something. And we just want you to annoy the hell out of your neighbors and have fun with it, play it loud. And we're definitely going to see you in the road. at some point, we're going to tour America soon, we hope.
Yeah, tell them about your website.
We have this world tour coming up.
Yeah, your websites.
What?
Your websites.
Yeah, definitely. It's www.shadowside.ws, and the MySpace website is myspace.com/shadowsideband. We always keep in touch with everyone there. All the tour dates are there, so stay tuned, and we're definitely going to see you soon.
Awesome. And I tell you what, we're going to play that one song that you said that was a really good song for the vocal, Memories. And that's what we're going to end it off with. But, hey, we'll talk to you a little bit off air. All right, here it is. Memories. Turn it up, crank it up, rock it out.